Zakt the Mishnah Vayta Masech Tezerevin Perikei Mishnah Tes. In the previous Mishnah we learned that if the people from the big town put their Erev in the small town, or the people in the small town put their Erev in the big town, the Chachamim hold, the entire town is like four Amis. Rabbi Akiva says, no, you only have 2,000 Amis from wherever your Erev is. Amalan Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva said to the Chachamim, Iyatim Moidimli, don't you agree with me? Benoisin Eruvai B'ma'ara. Someone placed his Erev in a cave. She'en lai memekayim Eruvai does not have from his Erev Ela Alpayim Amma. Only 2,000 Amis. So why over here is it different? Amulai, they answered him, Amosai, when do we say this halacha that you only have 2,000 amis from where your Erev is? Bizman she'en ba diurin, only if no one lives over there. Let's say the mechitzas of this area are broken. Parts of the wall crumbled, it's open, it's an open area. I don't have walls here that would protect me, I can't live here. Aval yesh ba diurin, but if it's shaykh to live there, even though no one is living here right now, then yes. Then that entire area is only like four amos. Mahalach is kula. You can go through the entire place, v'chutzla, and outside of it, alpayim amos, 2,000 amos. Nimsa, so it turns out, kal, in a way it's easier, toicha, the inside, me'al gaba, than on top. If you put the Erev on top of the cave, so for sure you only have 2,000 amos from the place of the Erev, because you can't live on top of the cave. There's no walls there to protect you. But if you put it inside of the cave, and it's a very large cave, so you have the entire cave and 2,000 amos afterwards. Now, even though the Chacham argue in Rabbi Akiva in regard to someone who places an Erev in the city, where the Chacham say the entire city is considered four amos, but they are Maida, that if someone is, let's say, coming from the place, whoever his official place of residence is on Shabbos, and he's counting the 2,000 Amis, and those 2,000 Amis end even in the middle of the cave, even if it's a cave where people could live there or do live there, he only has until the point of the 2,000 Amis. V'lemoide chi'amri, concerning someone who's counting the 2,000 Amis, noisen lo alpayim, he only has 2,000 Amis, Shafilu Saif Midasai, even if the end of those 2,000 amos, Kala Bamara, ends in the middle of the cave, that's where he has to stop. We're only saying if you put your Erev to start within the cave, that the entire cave is considered Dalet Amos. So quickly, chazring over what we learned in this Mishnah, Rabbi Akiva says, aren't you Maida to me, Chachamim? That if you put an Erev in a cave, you only have 2,000 amos from the place of the Erev, and the Chachamim say, it depends. If it's Shaykh to live in this cave, the walls are still standing. Even if no one's there right now, but if it's shaykh to live there, the entire cave is considered as if it's four amis. And a chanam, if it's not shaykh to live here, the walls fell down. Doesn't mean mamish the walls fell down, but there's huge openings in the walls. You can't live here. You wouldn't be protected. Then we say you only have 2,000 amis and where the Erev is. But if there's enough walls here to be able to live here, you would be protected. This is shelter. And the whole cave is like four amis. So in a way, the Mishnah told us, there's a kula, it's easier, you're better off putting the Erev inside the cave than on the roof. On the roof, you for sure, according to everyone, you only have 2,000 amis on the place of the Erev. But in the cave, sometimes you have the entire cave to be considered just Dalet Amis. Now this is only in regard to placing your Erev. But the Mishnah concluded, in regard to someone who's counting the 2,000 amis, if it ends in the middle of a cave, even if it's a cave where people could live there, you have to stop wherever the 2,000 amis are over.